I'm like, don't lose any fingers.
That's it. You guys need to put that in your disclaimer at the start of your podcast. No fingers were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Main Street.
Main Street.
Main Street.
This is the spirit of Main Street.
We're just two students capturing it. I'm Olivia Harris.
And I'm Mae Ban. You're listening to Main Street.
I'm Amber Husford,
the co-owner of Canine Cloud 9, a dog grooming business with a little small cute shop
full of dog toys and cat toys and treats and pet clothes and collars and everything.
Well, I've actually been in this industry for 17 years. I became a dog groomer about 13 years ago because I love dogs, and I had just dropped out of Ball State and I didn't really have any plans to do anything else, so I decided to become a dog groomer, and I was only going to do it for a couple of years and then go back and get my degree, and here I am 13 years later, and I have gone back to school to get my degrees, but I'm still a dog groomer, so... I actually have a degree in studio art and a degree in theater design. So originally, I actually wanted to work backstage and be a carpenter for the theater. That's a little difficult to do when you start having babies. So this is more of a, more conducive to raising a family.
Amber's a mother to three little kids. We actually got to meet one of her daughters in the finishing room.
We love bringing the kids in here. All of our kids love animals just as much as we do, and they get to come to work with us every so often and hang out.
As soon as Amber walks through doors, she is busy, busy, busy.
Most of the time, we're here by 9. Sometimes we're here as early as 8. So we come in, you know, the dogs start dropping off. And then we just get going. We start bathing them, clean their ears, clip their nails, blow dry them. Then we bring them to the finishing room and we just do the haircut, whatever the owner requests. No request is too silly. I shaved a cat once to make it look like a dinosaur. I've done mohawks on dogs, like from head to tail. I used to have a standard poodle that I would dye all sorts of different colors and shave designs on his legs. Every day is different. I dye dogs different colors. We paint nails. We put extensions on them. I love the fact that I'm up and moving constantly. I'm not sitting behind a desk. So, yeah, just grooming dogs, cleaning up, disinfecting everything, and going home and starting all over the next day.
Amber's job as a groomer seems like
fun and organized chaos.
And to add to all that excitement, Canine Cloud 9 is cage-free, so the dogs are allowed to roam around and play with the other dogs instead of being caged up all day.
The dogs kind of just hang out and play and have lots of treats. The animals are just a lot more relaxed. They're a lot more fun to be with. The groomers are more relaxed. We love it. We love watching the dogs have fun. We love it when people come in and like peek over the door and see all the dogs playing.
When we first walked in, I was having so much fun playing with the dogs and stuff. Like I just wanted to be Amber. I wanted to have her job.
And we asked Amber what she thought every time she walked into the shop.
I love my job. Pretty much, or I'm really tired because I also have 3 children at home. So it just depends on the day. Sometimes, you know, I walk in just ready to begin my day and, you know, ready to see who's coming in to get groomed that day and what interesting people I get to talk to and how much fun we're going to have. I didn't want to become a dog groomer for the rest of my life, but here I am, you know, almost 14 years later, and I'm still grooming, and I still love my job. Every day is different, which is a lot of fun for me. You never know what to expect. You never know what's going to happen. And I love all of our dogs. I love all of the dogs.
More information about Canine Cloud 9 at canineCloud9.com.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, Main Street.
You can find more episodes and support our podcast at soundcloud.com/Main Street Podcast.
All one word.
All one word. Mm-hmm. Just slice it all together.
Main Street is a production of WHJE 91.3, other student-made interviews, podcasts, live broadcasts, and more at WHJE.com.